Steve, you've strengthened your midfield, which is great. What about defensively? You've got one or two concerns. Obviously, Berardi out, suspended. What about Sol Bamba? Is he likely to make it?
Well, Sol's got a chance, which is good. But we've got Berardi out, but we've got different options here. You know, young Sam Byron's not been on the pitch yet, which is good. The boy Taylor's, Charlie's had a 45-minute game on Wednesday, come through unscathed, so he's been an absolutely outstanding for the week that he's trained, so he's an option. So we're comfortable with what we've got at the back. You know, we'd love maybe a one more defensive-minded player in, but we couldn't make it happen, but we're okay with what we've got.
And looking at the other end of the field, you said about Irwin. Do you feel he's ready now to make that step up to first-team football on a regular basis?
He's getting there. I suppose it's you never know until you're suddenly pitched in and given that opportunity. But we're working hard to get him back. We had a look at some of the footage with the boy at his time at Motherwell, when we were just looking at the different graphics on the screen of his body shape and movement and agility and all the stuff that he had there that's probably going to weigh a little bit. So we're working hard to bring him back. So he's working hard to bring it back that way. So he's got the right-minded attitude to do well, Lee, and when someone wants it as bad as that, then as the head coach or the manager, you have to support him and give him that opportunity.
That's one thing that's come across in the under-21s. He does look keen to learn, keen to impress, and I guess he's giving you decisions to make doing that, isn't he?
Yeah, listen, I've said to him privately, nothing would give me greater pleasure than picking him in the team. He's born and brought up 3 or 4 miles from where I was. So there always would be an affinity for that. But you get picked on your performance levels. And at the minute, you've got Chris Wood, who's starting to play as we'd like him to play. And you've got Antonucci, who's like a new player since we walked in the building. So he's got some good people, not only to try and replacing the team, but he's got some good players there that he can learn from, you know, and he's doing that, and he's got such a work ethic in his mind to learn. Then we can always work with people that want to learn and get better.
Obviously, Will Buckley's gone back now. Does that put more emphasis on the form of Jordan Bataka then?
Well, I think everyone would accept that Jordan can be frustrating at times. You know, he's got electric pace, and we've been working with him on his decision making and final ball. But he's got great ability, and you know, we've signed Liam Bridcutt, and it's a loan signing, but we want as much as we can to be playing Leeds United players who are here on a permanent basis. So that was probably the main reason for us allowing and accepting that Will would go back, is that we've seen Jordan go onto the pitch a number of times recently in front of Will, so that was one of the factors.
The top end of the pitch, Chris Wood, he's coming for a little bit of stick at times. He's going up against a striker, or could be against Austin, but he's only got one less goal than Charlie Austin in the Championship this season. So how do you rate how Chris Wood's doing at the minute?
I think he's done okay. I think he's got to get himself a little bit sharper. Again, we're working on these things. And when you come in, you can't always do things very quickly. And, you know, with the international break came, then he was off to Qatar, or one of these far-flung places, for 8 or 9 days with his country. So as much as I respect and love the fact that we have international players, then sometimes there's little periods of time you'd love them to be here. But, you know, you're right to identify. You know, the boy Austin, I think, is a top class player, really. It should be in the Barclays Premier League. So for Chris Wood to be one behind him as we go into the match, it would be nice to see him one in front of him coming out of the match.
Indeed. Looking at it then, obviously, we always ask you about the home form, but away from home, it's been reasonable for Leeds this year. Is it almost a relief to go away from home?
No. Listen, to come out and play at Elland Road is should be wonderful for any player that plays for Leeds United. You know, whether you're at home, whether you're away, players win football matches. Is there any less pressure away from home if you're at Leeds United? I don't know. You know, half the ground is normally full of Leeds fans. So you quickly realise it's a bit less than sometimes, but there's still a lot of people there. It's you have to be the right type of player to play at Leeds United, and we've got a lot in the building who are, and some who are not, and that's what we'll be working to over the next 7-8 weeks. You know, the planning for the January window won't just happen at Christmas Eve. You know, will be some of the things we've tried to do in the last week, 10 days, will be worked again through December, hopefully ready to run early in January.
You said it'd been frustrating not being able to bring players in as easily as you wanted to, but has it almost reaffirmed your belief that you are going to be back to you in January to get more players in?
Well, you certainly, I believe so. You know, I've been given every encouragement to pick up the telephone and to identify players and to work with Martin. And Martin's spent a lot of time, you know, we've emailed different clubs and different things with offers and different things. So you're not doing that to kid people on. I think the one thing that I learned about Mr. Chirino is yes and no is no. You know, people might not like the no's at times, but I don't think he pussyfoots around. If he doesn't want to be spending any more money, he would tell you in quite certain straight circumstances.
You got failing then, Steve. Is it worth us hanging around for a few hours?
Listen, if the answer is we 100% yesterday, if you'd have said to me that, is it worth waiting around for Liam Bridcutt yesterday, I'd have said get yourself to bed, and that would have been in the afternoon. And then suddenly it quickly changed. You know, we really are at the call of other clubs now who have to come back and say yes, they are available. It's never going to be a question where I've been before that we couldn't afford them. That's not the case here.
You clearly think that you are being backed. I mean, it's obviously been talked about a lot about whether you would be, but from what you're saying, you're clearly quite happy with the support you've been getting this month.
Yeah, listen, I think until you see players, Phil, sign on the dotted line, you never know whether that's 1,000,000% in your head. But the one thing I've learned from not only speaking to previous head coaches here or the staff inside the football club is that we have a president who will say no in straight terms, and I think you would agree with that if you're not going to be bidding for a player or talking about a player. But you know, we've spoke to 8 or 9 clubs in the last week all trying to do different bits of business with them, and in an ideal world we'd have got 3 players in. We didn't want 4 or 5 in, and we may still have 3, but we've got 1 in. We think it's a big improvement in where we are, but it's easy to say that. Is the boy has to come in now and deliver the performances that makes everyone buy into that.
You said a few weeks back that you thought the January transfer window would be massive for this club. With that in mind, the number of games coming up, how important is this month going to be just for shaping the rest of the season?
Well, I think we all know it does shape the season. I think for us, we've got to keep ourselves into that top half of the table. When we come out of the home game against Derby County here at Ellen Road late in December, we have to make sure that we're in that top 10 pack. And as we know, that's when the season starts to get a little bit interesting at both ends, you know. So if we can get ourselves in that top 10, then it also gives the owner and, you know, and the people around here every incentive then to support what you want to do if you can get us into that little group.
Obviously, lost Charlie Horton going back to America. Some thoughts on Charlie, and also just have you decided what you're going to do reserve keeper wise at QPR? Do you know you'll be on the bench?
Well, we've got 2 fine young men, haven't we? That back us up. You know, we're probably going to sit down as a staff this afternoon. I have a clear thought in my mind, but I think I've said many times before I try to be democratic and not autocratic. So we want to take the opinion of the goalkeeping staff and the outfield staff, but there's certainly a definite preference for me as to who would wear that shirt. But it would be unfair of me to say that without speaking to the staff. But we certainly get 2 fine young men that can do as a minimum what young Charlie Horton could have done. But you know, young Charlie has found himself having to go back home because of real sad circumstances, really. And a young man who's sitting trembling and crying in your office and needs to be with his family at a sad time for them. Then thankfully when I went to a president and went through the circumstances, he endorsed it and without me getting into any further detail was really, really generous towards that young man as well.
Steve, with the exception of Fulham, your reign so far has seen a draw, a couple of wins, a couple of defeats. How does that match up to your personal standards and the ambitions you have for this current group of players?
Well, it doesn't meet up to the normal standards, does it? Because I have a track record that says we win football matches, but I have a track record of having to have built squads. You know, when I walked in at Rotherham United, that was a mid-table League 2 side at best, and we had to reshape that. And you don't do it all overnight unless I was fortunate. I went into a summer campaign, so you could rechange most of it. When you come in like we've done in October, November time, you have to be careful what you change and when you change it. January's an even more careful window, but you know, given the time and the opportunity, I've said before, winning football will come to the other road. It's a question whether you can, as a head coach, you get the time to justify putting that together.
And in terms of the inconsistency that you've mentioned, turning that around, is it an ability thing? Is it a mental thing? Is it a lack of personnel thing? What do you think?
I don't think it's a lack of personnel when you've got 23, 24-man first-team squad in the building. So it becomes a lack of quality. Now, whether that quality is ability or whether it's a mental approach, a mental attitude, it can be a combination of both. So, or it can be one or the other. So, it's you know, we're players short where we need to be, but there's still a lot of good players in our team. Coach heading to Queen's Park Rangers. Let's not make no mistake about this. This is the same team in principle, bar one, that went to Fulham and drew, but should have won easy. Went to Bolton and drew, should have won very easily. Had a poor performance last week by our own standards, but should have still won a game very easily. So there's still a lot right. And I don't want to be critical of people who are working so hard under us as a management team, that and that's the minimum they have to do.
And you touched on this, the away form. Do the players feel more relaxed away from Ellen Road, do you think?
No, I don't think that. I think there's a bigger focus when you play at Ellen Road, because the crowd tends to be bigger in terms of the larger numbers. And when you do drive into Ellen Road, and that's before you've got near the pitch, the tradition and the history of this club just bounces right in between your eyes. And some players will always be able to take that on board and just deal with it, and some may not ever be able to deal with it. And I think that's become apparent with the results. No, not only in recent times. The results at the back end of last season weren't so great either when they're analysed. So it's been a problem that's been there for a little while. But the first thing we need to do, if we're going to be serious, is get players who can handle well on the road and get results home and away, because it's no good having just super away form. You have to have a good mixture.